Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
I prepare a thought for the day for local BBC radio stations from time to time. The idea is simple. Take a current event and comment from your perspective. In my case, a local Lutheran pastor. It is 3 minutes, no chatting, no hello or goodbye. Just a thought for the day based on a current event of the day. And choosing the news item is often the toughest task. Do I go for local news, or national news, or global news? Cross Encounters on Lutheran Radio UK is similar in taking news or important issues and standing with them under the cross. We find meaning in both the big and small news. Watching world events, we can get a sense of what can happen. While studying ourselves and why we personally do what we do can also give us a sense of what can happen. News might be the actual event, or more, the commentators or editors' views, but we take that in as part of our understanding of the world to help us find, confirm, and validate meaning. This isn't sinister. This is how we learnt from our parents, values, manners, right and wrong. But the process can be manipulated. In our social media world, we have an increasing dread of fake news, which I would have thought in former times might have just been called lies or propaganda. Today, as never before, we need the news to be truth, and we need the presenters of news to be truthful, and we need to be vigilant and ask for the evidence. Christianity is really just one big news broadcast. It isn't about churches and organisations and structures, not that these aren't necessary in some form, but Jesus didn't die for us to set up a religious franchise in the supermarket of religions. Christianity, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, Pentecost, and much more all have as their goal life in all its fullness. Our living with God, not in rebellion to Him. The news at a personal and global level is that God is gracious to sinners. Look at the cross, and God is forgiving and giving. Look at the cross and empty tomb, and the font, and the altar, and your Bible, and hear the good news of, from, and about Jesus. That's how Christianity happens. How faith occurs because people meet the risen Jesus through their ears, through His story, the only history that really touches us and gives us meaning. This news keeps being told because the grave is empty. The evidence is there for all to research, and the world can't prove we are lying about Jesus. Pentecost was dramatic. However, the Holy Spirit is usually much shyer and stays out of the limelight, while He keeps us focused on Jesus. What Pentecost inaugurated was the public broadcasting of the good news of Jesus. Now, nearly 2,000 years later, the Christian Church must admit that as presenters of this news, we haven't been as clear or consistent with the news as we might, and there are times when our self-interest gets in the way of our service to others. Yet, despite us, as flawed messengers, the mystery continues that people still come to faith in Jesus all around the world. The news about Jesus means good news for us personally. And then seeking to follow Jesus, what happens next is its own news story. Let us pray. Jesus, our loving friend and Saviour, You have promised to give us Your Spirit to be with us forever. Stay within our hearts, so that we love others as You have loved us, and help us to be truthful, winsome, and also bold tellers of the news. For You live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.